Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 7. David typifying Christ, the real David, the King of the coming Kingdom of God. Tuesday. Related Verses. Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Hebrews 5 verse 7. This one, in the days of his flesh, having offered up both petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who is able to save him out of death, and having been heard because of his piety. Psalms 22 verses 9 to 11. But you are the one who drew me forth from the womb, who made me trust while at my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near. There is none to help me. Psalms 109, verses 3 to 5. And with words of hatred they have surrounded me and have fought against me without cause. In return for my love they have become my adversaries, but I am all prayer. And they have set against me evil in return for good, and hatred in return for my love. Matthew 27, verses 39 to 44. And those who were passing by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him and said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. He is King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe on him. He trusts in God. Let him rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And in the same way the robbers who were crucified with him also reproached him. Luke 22, verses 33 to 35. And when they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And dividing his garments, they cast lots. And the people stood by, looking on. And the rulers also sneered, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if this is the Christ of God, the chosen one." Related reading. The word in Psalm 22, verse 1a, was spoken by David in his suffering. Actually, it became a prophecy concerning Christ and his suffering of his redeeming death. It was quoted by the Lord Jesus while he was suffering the crucifixion. Psalm 22, verses 2 to 5. Is the continuation of David's groaning prayer, which turned from groaning to praising. After this, Christ continued to speak. Beginning from verse 6, the voice changes to another person, to Christ. This is the way the Psalms were written. While David was speaking, eventually Christ came in to speak in his speaking. In Psalm 22, we see the suffering David typifying Christ, passing through his death. David typifies the suffering Christ, and Solomon typifies the reigning and ruling Christ in his kingship. The suffering of Christ unto death was through men's reproach, despising, deriding, sneering, head shaking, and mocking. Each of these words has a particular meaning to describe what the Lord suffered on the cross. Psalm 22, verses 9 to 11. Shows that Christ trusted in God for deliverance. While people were mocking him and deriding him, he was trusting in God. Deliverance here is resurrection. He intended definitely to die and expected to be delivered from death, that is, to be resurrected from the dead. Psalm 109 is a prayer offered by David about his sufferings. David here is again a type of Christ. Verse 8 says, "May his days be few, may another take his office." In Acts 1 verse 20, this verse is quoted and applied to Judas, who betrayed Christ. This quotation of verse 8 indicates that Psalm 109 is on Christ, and that the sufferings described in this psalm signify the sufferings of Christ in his flesh. The prayer in Psalm 109 is answered in the next psalm, Psalm 110. Since Psalm 110 is the answer to the prayer of David as a type of Christ in Psalm 109, Psalm 110 should be considered an answer to Christ's prayer. Hebrews 5 verse 7 says that Christ, in the days of his flesh, offered up both petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him out of death. God answered this prayer not only through resurrection, but also in ascension. Although Psalm 110 is one of the shortest of the Psalms, it is the highest revelation of Christ. Jehovah declares to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand." This word, which concerns Christ and his ascension, has been quoted directly more than 20 times in the New Testament, and has been quoted indirectly approximately another 20 times. The highest place in the universe is the right hand of God. Christ's ascension is not merely a matter of his being in a place, but of his being in a person, the Father. In his ascension, Christ entered into the Father's being and sat down there. In the New Testament, we are told that in his ascension, Christ has been made by God the Lord, the Christ, the leader of the entire universe, and the Savior. This concerns Christ's kingship. According to Psalm 110, verse 1, Christ is sitting at God's right hand until God makes Christ's enemies his footstool. Christ is on the throne, but he is still in need of a footstool. Thus, God is endeavoring to subdue all of Christ's enemies and to make them his footstool. Our fighting today is for the subduing of Christ's enemies.